We're continuing the Hilchos Challah. We're at the end of, we're finishing up Siman Shin Chav Hei Sif Aleph, and hopefully in Arachayim Siman Tov Nun Zayin Sif Aleph. So the last piece of Shin Chav Hei Aleph actually does not appear in the Shulchan Aruch at all. The Gemara in Psachim, that same Gemara that brings down Rabbi Eliezer, Daf Mem Chesem Abayz, so it brings down Rabbi Eliezer that the Sal is Mitzaref to create a Shir that's Chayiv and a Frosh is Chala. Then, after it brings down Rabbi Eliezer again, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Mer HaSal Mitzarfan. Okay? Now there's another opinion in the Brayta, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Tanur Mitzarfan. The oven also can combine to create a shear of a frosh eschala. According to Yeshua, you have a bunch of different doughs. You didn't make it together. You put it in big oven. Boom, 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 boom. The tanur creates a shear of frosh eschala. Now, the way Rashi understands this, he understands when Yeshua says tanur mitzarfan, af tanur mitzarfan. Af api shelo nasan lasal, the oven creates the shear. You don't need to put it into a sal, but the way Rashi understands the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, it's even the tanur. Rabbi Yeshua agrees the sal works, but he says the tanur also works. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tanur does not work. The Gro over here, the Gro throws a flag on the Rashi, and he says it doesn't sound like that for the Yerushalmi, it sounds like they're mutually exclusive. Sal, or Rabbi Eliezer, sal and not tanur. Rabbi Yeshua holds tanur, not sal. Fine. The Rambam says that we pass it like Eliezer, and therefore the tanur is not mitzarif. When the Gemara passes like Eliezer, that's what it means. A lot of Rishonim disagree. The Rosh holds that the tanur is mitzarif. Now, this week we went through Sif Aleph and Beis, went backwards, and we don't find the word tanur in Sif Aleph. We don't find anything about the oven. So if you look at the Bira Gra, Sif Katan Gimel, all the way at the bottom of the Bira Gra, Sif Katan Gimel. It's like the last two or three lines. I'm sorry, it's teeny tiny letters. Says the just listen, it's just short. The Indian Tanur, says the Bira Gra, the very end of Sif Katan Gimel. The Indian Tanur, Pasuk Rambam, the Aim It Starfin. The Tanur does not create a Tziruf, does not create a Shir. The Lo Kreb Yeshua. Which means tanur is no good. Even though the Rashba disagrees, I am Bebeis Yosef, Divrei HaRambam Iker. The Rambam is Iker, and therefore the tanur does not create a tziruf, and it does not create a shir hafrasha schala. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch left it out. And the Gra is filling in the missing piece of the sugya. It doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch because it doesn't work. Now, the question is, why does the tanur not create a shir? How, in what way is the tanur different than the sal? I put it into a basket, it creates a shir. If I put it into a tanur, it does not. So I found four different, now everything is very not clear. The Rishonim do not seem to explain this because the Achronim all fight it out and everyone gives a different reason. And it's a very, the whole sugya is very foggy and very lacking in clarity. But there are four different reasons why the tanur is not like a sal and does not create a shear. Number one is that the olden days, the tanur was not covered on all four sides. A sal covers on all sides. A basket covers on all sides. The tanur was open on the side. And therefore, it doesn't, it's not a, it can't function as a sal and can't make a shear and combine everything inside. Now, needless to say, nowadays, our ovens do have a door. According to that, our ovens would create a shear hafresh eschala if you put in a bunch of doughs or a bunch of cakes all at the same time. That's number one. Number two is that a sal, a basket, is movable. And the ovens of old were attached to the ground. Well, our ovens are not attached to the ground. So, meaning even though it's very clear the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the tanur, but maybe it didn't bring down the tanur of old. Maybe our tanur would in fact create a shear. Now, this is not so clear for two reasons. One is that even though our ovens are not attached to the ground, generally they only work if they're attached to the ground, in that they're either attached to the electricity or they're attached to the gas, or both. And therefore, it's not physically attached to the ground, but it can only work when it's in a certain place, basically attached to its source of electricity or gas, and therefore perhaps it has a din of attached to the ground. Again, everything is very foggy. There's a lot of svaras flying around, and okay, we're going to try to get some clarity, but it's not a clear sugya. Another reason brought down in the Achronim is that a sal, that we learned out sal, if you remember, from the pasuk says, v'haya ba'ochocha milechem ha'aretz. So the sal is something you put lechem into. However, and that creates a tziruf. And from the sal, you'll take it, you'll eat it. But the oven, you don't put bread in the oven, you put dough in the oven. You don't put it in as lechem. It becomes lechem along the way, but even when it becomes lechem, you don't eat straight out of the oven. That's not how you eat bread. You put it into a sal, and then you eat it. So that's another svara brought down. Why? The tziruf, in order to combine, has to be more of a sal function than a tenor function. And the fourth one, which is more later poskim discuss, that the point of a sal is usually to carry things around. You put it in a sal, and you carry it around. Do something with it. The function of the oven is not to store things, not to carry it around. The sal is for storage. The oven is not for storage, it's for baking, and therefore it doesn't serve the same function, and it won't do the same function. It won't create a tziruf. It won't combine that which is inside to create a shir. Now, again, we don't have clarity. It's not from the Rishonim. It's all from the Achronim. So everything is a very big bilbul, a very big mess, a big cholent, with a lot of doubts and a lot of, so, you know, maybe be machmir this way, maybe be machmir that. Let's see. So, according to what we just said, according to half the reasons, our ovens would not be the ovens that were referred to. No, let me, before I say that, let's one more point. Okay, as we saw in the Gra, it's true that the Rambam he says explicitly Tanur does not combine. Fine. And the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out. However, there are many Rishonim. There's a Rash, but there are many Rishonim that say it does combine. So even though the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out and the Rambam leaves it out, there are still poskim that are like, well, wait a second. It's not so simple, because there are many Rishonim that hold that it does combine. And even those that hold it doesn't combine, it's not clear why it doesn't combine, and it's not clear if those reasons are relevant to our ovens, and then how does it relate to other similar things. So our ovens, half the reasons apply, half the reasons don't apply. Now, if I have built into my, let's say like in the old city, like you have these very thick walls, and somehow, and you make some sort of closet in the wall. It's mamish a part of the wall. I hollow out the piece of wall and I make it into a cabinet. So if it's mamish attached to the ground like that, everyone agrees if it's sitting in my house, in this room, or sitting in my kitchen, is a bunch of different, is a bunch of doughs. Some there, some here, some there, some here. So we said that the room combines everything regarding mukaf, if I want to separate from dough A on dough B. But when dough A and dough B are not a proper size, and I want to combine them, for sure the room does not combine them into a size. That's what we're talking about. You need to put it into a sal. What's a sal? The oven doesn't work. So that's the whole discussion. So if I have something in the wall mamish, the wall is not going to combine a shear. Everyone agrees to that. What about my built-in closets? Not cabinets. My kitchen cabinets. My nash cabinet. I have a cabinet. It's attached to the wall. It's attached. I don't know how they attached it, but Baruch Hashem, it doesn't fall down on us. So it's attached. So how does that work? So then, depending on what is the reason that the tanur does not combine the bread, so either the aron that's attached to the wall either will or will not combine that which inside. The other million-dollar question in the sugya is, what about a freezer? I have a huge freezer, and we're making a kiddush, all the neighbors are bringing over cakes, I throw all the cakes into my freezer, or we're making a simcha and they bring over cakes and throw it in the freezer, or it's after Purim and we get a million and one cakes and we throw them all into the freezer. Is the freezer going to create, is that considered a sal? Is that considered a sal that is going to combine everything to now create a chiyuv in Afrosh Hashchal? So every one of these shailas is brought down by the poskim as suffix, 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 suffix. And aside from the fact that it's not clear if it is like the tanur, which does not combine, we just said before, many Rishonim hold that even the tanur does combine, even though the Shulchan Aruch does not bring it down. Okay. Now, one very important, so there are a lot of kulas that are brought down in the sugya, like a lot of things that we kind of pile up one on the other. Maybe this combined, maybe this, maybe this, maybe this. And there's so many maybes in the sugya that there is plenty of room for leniency. Now, if the cakes are not meant to be combined, I have very gooey rugelach. I have dry rugelach. I have flaky rugelach. So I don't want my flaky rugelach and my gooey rugelach and my dry rugelach all mixed together. They don't go together. So once they don't belong together, they don't combine for a shear, even if they're in a sal. So that's very important, because when I'm making my kiddush and I get my mishloach manos and all the other things, usually the things that you're dealing with don't combine. They're different. This is a lemon cake. This is an apple cake. This is a blueberry cake. They don't combine. The blueberry cake doesn't go with the apple cake. Doesn't go with the honey cake. Doesn't go with the chocolate chip cookies. They don't go together. So if they don't go together, even if they're in a real sal together, the sal is not going to combine. So that's the biggest, you know, cooler right off the bat, which I think, you know, makes this question less it is a relevant question and it does come up, but in terms of the, you know, the wild hefkeres and they talk about making a kiddush and this and that, what I was thinking, I don't know what they do nowadays, in the olden days when people here would make a kiddush, they would put everything into a shopping cart. Okay, aside for the shaila if you're allowed to use the makolet shopping carts to transport your cakes for the kiddush, but you throw all the cake into the shopping cart. Now, if I made a lot at home and I separated challah so it doesn't combine for already made, you already separated from, it's out of the game. But I made less than a shear. You made less than a shear. They made less than a shear. Everyone makes less than a shear. Usually when dealing with cookies and cakes, it's less than a shear. And that all combines together in the same shopping cart. So that would create a possible problem. But again, if you made a lemon cake and I made an apple cake, you made a honey cake and you made chocolate chip cookies. So those things don't go together. So if they don't go together, even though they're in a sal, the shopping cart would seem to be a perfect sal, seem to me. So they're not going to be mitzvah if you don't have to worry about that. If they belong to different people, meaning, but when I make a kiddush, they're bringing it to me. Not all belongs to me. But let's say you're storing stuff in my freezer. Can you store our leftover hamantashen? Now hamantashen, I think, could be a big issue, because I think you do combine hamantashen of different fillings inside. I think. Right? Meaning, some like chocolate inside, and some like this inside, some like that, and some like that. But you don't say, oh, these two hamantashen can't go near each other, you know, separate them. They're hamantashen. You take the one you like, you take the one you like. It's not like mixing together different cakes that don't belong together. That's what seems to me. I'm not 100% sure about that. I don't remember if I saw it discussed, and I don't remember what it said. Okay, now, so those are two leniencies right off the bat. Another leniency is if the kli is more than mem sa'a, a sheer mikvah, in other areas of halacha, it's considered a building. It's not considered a kli anymore. Once it's mem sa'a, which is one amma by three ammas. So the big fridges and the big fridges and freezers are mem sa'a. So now, this is a big shaila in the poskim. It's not clear. It's another suffek, but we're going to pile on all the sfekos to, you know, kind of get off the hook. So that's another suffek. If it's very big, maybe it does not combine. The other one is that if it's attached to the ground, maybe it doesn't combine. Maybe even though my freezer is not attached to the ground, but it works on electricity, it's halachically considered to be attached to the ground. That's also a svara brought down by the poskim. Maybe inside my freezer, I have many, it depends on your freezer, but generally you have shelves or you have drawers. And maybe each shelf and each drawer None of these heterim are 100% smooth. But you pile them all up, and you're dealing with Chala Durabanan nowadays, so you have lots of, seems to have lots of reason to not worry about the problem. So inside the freezer, you have different drawers and different shelves, and perhaps they don't combine from one shelf to the other. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, this seems to be brought down in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasot Membeis footnote Lamed Tes. It's not 100% clear from there, but in Hakashus by Rabbi Fuchs in Perek Yudalet Halacha Tezayin footnote Nun, he says that he heard this straight from Shlomo Zalman, and that is, if the cakes are individually wrapped in bags, we discussed this yesterday. So Rav Yoshev holds a plastic bag doesn't count. It's like it's together. But Rosh Hashanah holds a plastic bag does count and does not allow for the cakes to combine. If they're wrapped in plastic wrap, he doesn't discuss that explicitly, he says they're wrapped in paper. If it's wrapped in paper, then the paper is bundled to the cake. It's not considered separate kalim. But if it's in a separate bag, which is generally the case nowadays, Rav Yoshev does not like this, but Rosh Hashanah does, it does not combine. And then another cheshbon they bring down, just like the oven is not made for storage, it's made for cooking, baking. The fridge, the freezer is made for freezing, not made for storage. Another reason, it would be like the tanur of Chazal, which the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch tell us are not going to create a tziyuv. Now, in Moedim Uzmanim, Rav Sturmbach, in Chedek Beis, Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, he brings on this whole discussion, why are people not careful? And then he says, you have so many sfeikas and there's so many doubts because you don't really know. Because if I made everything, so I know, but I'm getting from the neighbors and maybe they were mafresh and maybe they weren't. And there's like no way to know what's really going on. And he just says, Safik Dirabana Lakula, and you can be lenient. Now, if one wants to be mafresh, one is concerned, or one thinks they have to be mafresh, so then it's not enough, so there's two etzes. You can't just be mafresh from one ruggle over here, because maybe these ruggalach, someone already separated them. If someone already separated from them, they're not chayiv. So it's separating min aptur alachiv. That's not going to work. So there's two etzes brought down over here in the Ramah, in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Nun Zayin. Says the Ramah, Hagah. If you had a shir chala, it's not our case. V'shachach lahafrish, you forgot to be mafrish, yafrish acharkach. So if you had a shir chala, you needed it together, you forgot to be mafrish, you can be mafrish afterwards. V'afilu tzir of sa lo tarach. That's the topic of Sif Beis. You had a shir chala, you didn't do it. I might need munamukaf, maybe yes, maybe no. Minamukaf, eretz yisrael, you need mukaf. Chutzot, you don't need mukaf, but if it's two different doughs, even in chutzot, you need mukaf. But mukaf is only a din l'chatchila, they should be next to each other, but if they're not next to each other, it's okay. I don't need a tzir of sal, it's not, tzir of sal is to create an amount that's chayiv and a fresh eschala. If it already was chayiv and a fresh eschala, because it was this one dough, then this is not, that's not our topic here. Some of them, let's say my freezer, we got from all the neighbors. Everyone made the same chocolate rugelach. Some neighbors were mafresh challah, some were not. I don't know who was, I don't know who wasn't, I don't know what belongs to whom. It's a big balagan. So tzorich lika challah mikol achas v'achas. I would need, if I want to or think I need to separate challah, I need to separate a little bit from each and every different object in my freezer that was made by the different people. Because I don't know if I take from this ruggle and already challah was separated from this batch, then it doesn't help me for all the rest of the ruggle. So I would need to take from each one. But again, if I'm dealing with 10 different types of cakes, the 10 different types of cakes are not likely to combine because they don't belong together. We're talking when things belong together. Therefore, you'd have to be mafresh from each one, because you don't know which one is chayiv, which one's not. But here's the other eitzah, says the Rama. Oh, yalush isa acheres, or I could go now make a new dough. I make a new dough, yalush isa acheres, v'yikach mimena, and I'm going to be mafresh on the new dough, I make a full shear, it's chayiv and a fresh eschala, v'yikach mimena, gam kin osu shemisarvu, and I'm going to have in mind, and the chachil should be next to the, everything next to the freezer, and pat to everything else in the freezer. Now, that's not really going to work if I'm making a challah dough, and I'm worried that I have a shear of, I'm making a, salty challah dough and they have their sweet ragluch dough, so then that's not going to work. We'll get to learn in the next siman in Shin Chavav how to combine. Is there a way to combine those? Is there a way to combine those when they have different tastes? And the answer is that there's no way to combine those. We don't combine them. So that only going to work if you're making the same type of dough. If you're making the same type of dough as the ones you have in the freezer, I can make a full shear over here and be mafish from here and potter everything else that's of a similar type in the freezer. Yolish is acheres. We can make a gamkin osin shenis arvo. I'm reading the Rama and Tofnun Zayin Aleph. However, if I know that one rugalach, I'm sure that this one batch of rugalach from my freezer, the person was not mafish chala. V'makir matzah achas. He's talking about matzah sheyachas v'chala milta m'men alacheres. So if I can identify in the freezer which one is the one that's chayav, again, assuming the freezer's chayav. Again, according to Rishon Zalman, it's individually wrapped in bags, in a freezer, it's huge, it's attached to the chashmal, it's not there for sal, so we can go easy and assume that the freezer is not going to combine your doughs, even if they're all the same, which they almost never are. But again, everything is a big subject to lots of debate. But the way to get out of it is to make a dough, a similar dough to everything else, and then be mafrish from that new dough, and have a mind to pot to the old dough, and the chachil should be next to it, so that you have minamukaf, and that way you will solve the problem. So that is the end of Shin Chav Hei Aleph, and Tav Nun Zayin Aleph.